So the Library Advisory Committee meeting for January 18th is called to order at 7:01.
Okay, I'll take roll call. Our Chair Sherry Rosso is absent, as is Dr. Hassan Mirza, Frank Bianco.
Present.
Rashia Ross, who's our Vice Chair, is now the Chair for tonight.
Here.
Cindy Alpert.
Here.
Lily Gu is absent. And also in attendance is Sridhar Varos.
Present.
And Nancy Kreiser is our Deputy Librarian. Dina Hollowood.
Here.
And Sarah Zhang, who's our...
Here.
Did I say it correctly?
Yeah.
And Steve Pearsall, who's our staff liaison.
Okay, so beginning with special items and announcements, 3.1, the introduction of Dina Hollowood, acting senior library manager.
Okay, so Dina Hollowood is here today. She's been part of the staff since we've opened the library. And she has now been appointed to be the acting senior library manager. So if you want to say a few words. And
well, it's going to be an exciting job. I'm looking forward to it. And very happy that Nancy's now the deputy. And I will still report to her. So it'll be fun to work here.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
3.2.
Okay. Item 3.2, Shah Petersoli has resignation from the committee, and Lihua Lily Gu is moving into Shah's position on the committee.
Okay. And two other items that aren't on here, just a note for committee members whose terms expire on 3/18. Just need to contact the city clerk's office to inform them if you will be applying for another term or not seeking another term after your current term is up. And then lastly, the Library Foundation's book sale will take place January 27th and 28th, 2018. You can see times for Library Foundation members and general public's sale times in our recreation guide, and also probably on the library's website.
Okay. And at this time, we move to item 4, public comment. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the Library Advisory Committee on any item not already included on today's agenda. Comments should not exceed 5 minutes. Yes?
Yes. Guess I'm the only one. Larry Little, San Ramon. The library system-wide has a problem with missing books. Nancy and I have exchanged email on this subject multiple times in the past. I've titled those emails Lost in Space, because they're lost in some space, but apparently not in this universe. The problem began seriously after this library reopened. Prior to this library closing, of those books that I want to check out that are local in our two libraries, I would estimate that 75% of those books were found in this library and about 25% of those books were at Dory. After this library reopened, that number shifted. And about 75% of the books I want to take out are at Doherty, and approximately 25% in San Ramon. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. I'd like to understand that sometime. But what that means is I'm going to Doherty more often now to pick up books. That's the bottom line. I'm a specific book reader, not a random book reader. I have to maintain a book, list of books that I read, so I don't check out books again that I've read before. So I go with a list. Now, in the olden days, I'd put one book on the list, author title, and I'd go get it. No more. That's a recipe for failure, literally. Now, I put two books on the list. There have been times at Doherty when I've gone there to check out a book, neither book was on the shelf. That's why I'm here tonight. And the helpful librarian, I go to the helpful librarians and say, I can't find this book on the shelf. Would you help me, please? And they're so helpful. They'd go look on the shelf with me and my, in case my old eyes aren't seeing it, and they'd say, no, the book's not there. And they'd go to their computer and they'd look it up and they say, it says in library. I actually determined that it is in library. So then they would go and say, I'll go in the back and check. So they'd go in the back in case it's in the back. And they'd come out and say, it's not in the back either. I have been there when both books were missing. When I shifted to the two list, I've been there when I was 0 for 2. There's a particularly bad case where in the entire county library system, there's only one copy of the book. And I go to get it, and it's missing. Here's what's so bad about that case. I can't go to Link Plus and get it, because Link Plus is too darn smart. I go to Link Plus to check it out, and Link Plus says, you can't do that because your library system has that book, except that it's missing. Check me. So this problem has existed before, but since this library reopened, it's happening in spades. I request two things. First thing, I request that the library do a small sample, an audit, if you will. Pick a number. I read mostly mysteries. Pick 25, 50, you have volunteers. This is a good job for a volunteer. Go on the shelf and see if you can find this book. Take 50 mystery books that are in either of the libraries, focusing on Doherty, and see if that the computer system says in library, and see if they're there. I ask for full transparency, straight arrow. I request the results of that. And the second thing I request is that this item be agendized for the next meeting.
That's time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually brought this week's list, of which I was 1 for 2. Okay. I batted 50% at Doherty this week.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we, thank you, Larry.
So do we take action on that?
Do we go to the next?
No, you just go to the next.
Go to
this
the next
is a public comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we just add it to the agenda.
You could request it during committee business.
Committee business.
Yeah. But technically, during the public comment, it's just the public can actually address the committee at the time that they don't have to actually respond at that point. It's just for that person to have an opportunity to talk to the committee.
But I have on record that I've
right.
requested.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's on record.
Okay, all right. We will move to item number 5, approval of the minutes. Sub-item 5.1, approval of the October 19th, 2017 regular meeting minutes. Is there, so I was looking at the attendees and I think you were there, but the other members were not there, Steve. So would we have a quorum of folks present? Or could it be motioned by an alternate?
Just for the approval?
Yes,
just for the approval,
yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there a motion to approve the meeting notes for October 19th?
So I move to approve the meeting minutes for October 19th.
I second.
OK. Okay, let the record show that committee member Bianco moved forward the motion, and the second was by committee member Alpert.
Okay. We need a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot. Yeah. Okay, so is there any further discussion on the meeting notes? Okay. Then, Chair, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay.
It's approved 3-0.
Okay. Moving on to item 6, committee business. Item 6.1, 2018 goals and objectives, review and discussion.
Okay. So I sent a staff report on the goals that were established through the Library Advisory Committee's annual report. There are four goals that are listed in the report. I'll just kind of briefly go over them. The one is to monitor the retention and use of the library performance standards or library performance metrics outlined in the city's general plan. And last year I had done an update on the performance standards, and sort of I can do that again at a future meeting. The intent of reviewing this at this meeting in January is to possibly set up some sort of a plan for the next three meetings that we could review certain pieces of either goal 1, 2, 3, or 4 with the committee in as an agendized item. So you might want to make that recommendation at the end of what you'd like to see, you know, from either staff or the library manager present in your meetings for sort of information related to these goals. So that would be one, which I could actually do an update again at a future meeting. The second one is the Library Advisory Committee will continue to evaluate library services to ensure Santa Ramona's library services meet and respond to evolving needs of the community. You may suggest agendizing the request of the public comment tonight in that case. The Library Advisory Committee will continue to monitor any activity regarding the three-party lease agreements, MOU, or any future amendments to the same in regard to the Doherty Station Library. We could also put that on the agenda. And the Library Advisory Committee will continue to monitor the progress on the Contra Costa Community College District's bond construction plans as it relates to building a library at the Santa Ramona campus. Okay. So. You want to open up for discussion.
Okay. So is there any discussion on the 2018 goals and objectives?
Go ahead.
So being new to the committee, do we have any guidelines on how we measure any of these?
Okay. So the performance standards are our library performance metrics is we established some prior to the renovation of the library in Library Advisory Committee group meeting, I guess about 3 years ago. And so that sort of helped us then with the planning of this library to try to improve some of the metrics, you know, for benchmarks that we could go as far as. And the way we tie it to is the population growth. So what we wanted to do is to make sure as the city grew, we know that they're going to be a build out, I think, in 2035, that whatever that total population is, our library services and facilities would be able to meet that demand. So there's certain things that we look at as far as seats, electrical outlets, USB plugs for powering technology, square footage,
parking spaces.
Unfortunately, we don't really have control over that, but there is, you know, that could be addressed at a future meeting too. So yeah,
I got the next to the last one. Yeah.
So part of what we did when we were looking at those is we were very attuned because they were city standards that we tied them to items that the city controlled. So there are some things that are under county control. For example, the size of the collection was a benchmark in previous standards, and because the city does not purchase the collection or really contribute financially to the collection, that is a county thing, and it's, you know, supported also by the foundation, we removed that. So it made it more applicable to this group and what the city controlled.
So we control the building, and we control, you know, the furnishings, and so that is, and the hours, so that's another metric that we can, you know, city control. So those are the ones that we sort of look at as far as the services go.
Yeah, I'd like to see that those metrics again. Okay. I think they're very helpful. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting to see at what point it seemed like our standards were going to be not met.
Maxed out, yes, yeah. Right.
Well, so it was interesting to look at, especially with the population growing so big right now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so it could be updated to the current population. That's usually what the you're basically matching it against. So. It's per capita, so as that population grows, then you can see if you're still meeting the metrics as we sort of established them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
And then, so Steve and Nancy, would that include usage? Because I know when one of the last meetings I attended, we were still in the middle of opening, but you know, the teen areas, right, and how much traction we're getting with the meeting room usage. I think it's pretty good, right? After school, you know, it's but those things along those lines, so we, you know, publicize, hey, you know, it is getting that traction.
Okay.
So some of that are metrics we don't keep because they aren't set to standards.
Okay.
So if there's a point in time where those mm-hmm. standards come up again, then we need to also consider what else it is we would want to track.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we do have meeting rooms, but we have like the number per capita.
Right.
So yeah,
conference rooms.
Yeah.
Right.
So the metric is the number of meeting rooms. It's not the number of uses.
Yeah.
They're pretty much booked all day.
Yeah, exactly. But every day we write over that file.
Oh,
we
okay.
clear it out and for the next day.
Got it.
Okay.
So if you, for any reason, wanted those statistics, then we would have to, you'd have to let us know and
right.
start keeping it.
Okay.
Okay. So any further discussion on the performance metrics or?
So item number four, related to the building of the library, how did DVC,
right.
is getting an update on this, is this something we would have to request then?
Okay. Yeah, so it's just like we'd like to see it, you'd like to see it at a future meeting on the agenda.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be really good.
Yeah.
I would agree. Further discussion on the 2018 goals and objectives.
Would you like to see a report on an audit as suggested during public comment?
Yeah,
I'd like to see it. Like to see
okay.
it.
Yeah.
To address the audit request made during public comment.
So it's like you want to add that to the agenda?
To add to the agenda,
okay.
Yes.
I move to add the audit request to the agenda.
For the next meeting.
For the next meeting.
A second.
And can we take a vote, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
All opposed? Say nay. Any objections? Okay.
I missed who seconded.
I did.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to write the notes down. Is there any other items you'd like to see at future meetings, like maybe even like July, I mean July or October, or the ones that were listed, because the other ones were, like to see the metrics report on meeting room uses and district bond.
Those the district bond is the DVC,
yeah, the construction plan.
The construction.
Yeah.
So I would just ask a question for clarification.
Sure.
Whether it was the use of the meeting room, which is something the meeting room is, we call the, there are the study rooms and there is the meeting room.
Okay.
So I'm
so based on the explanation that there is no tracking, then there's no request.
Okay.
It's not being tracked.
Right. So the city, the city books the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Steve, you would.
I can give you meeting room statistics.
Okay.
For this room and for the upstairs large room. Yeah.
Okay.
Even when we use it, we report it to the city.
So we have
So that is tracked. It's just the study rooms that are overwritten, or
well, they're first come first serve on on a single day basis.
But there's nothing tracked.
There's nothing tracked, but but we can tell you they're pretty much booked
mm-hmm.
from the time we open to the time we close.
Okay.
So I would say they were 80% plus.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Even on weekdays during the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're very,
very
popular.
That's very
good.
Popular.
Okay. So if okay, I'll try to spread these out throughout the next three meetings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so next one. Moving on to item number 7, the staff reports. Sub item 7.1, the San Ramon Library Update by Dina Holloway.
Okay, so at first I misread this and thought that I had to give a report on staff. You know, so anyway, I'm going to do that quickly. You already know about the fact that Nancy's now the deputy and I'm the acting manager. We've had a number of clerks who have moved to other branches to work, and so we're working on getting those replacements. And in the meantime, they're working part-time still here so that we have coverage. We hired a new person, the library specialist, for Daugherty Station, and so she works with DVC also. And she's going to start January 22nd. And her name is Michelle.
It's Krasowski, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
And that's also a temporary upgrade. So we're kind of living in the land of temporary upgrades right now. So Michelle will be working with the college, and she has additional responsibilities in the area of adult services that are countywide. I think she's going to be reporting me. That's kind of what they were saying today.
Okay. Let me see, as far as programming goes, just a couple things. We have a summer reading theme for the whole county, which is Reading Takes You Everywhere. So we're going to be having programs throughout the summer related to that theme, for particularly for children and adult. Currently, for San Ramon, adult programming, we're continuing with our monthly gardening programs, which get pretty good attendance and nice. We have an English as second language, which we moved from evenings to day at San Ramon. And now, instead of being alternate weeks, Daugherty and San Ramon, Daugherty still does theirs in the evening to meet that population who prefer the evening, and so they're meeting on a weekly basis. And we have ESL here during the day on a weekly basis, and that's been a great success. We're getting about 30 plus people every week. Yeah,
that's great.
So it's really a good move. We also are continuing our author talks. They're not necessarily monthly, but as I can get them. We have one in February, and I'll just mention this because I have 5 minutes, right? Education of a Coroner is going to be there. We're actually having the Marin County Coroner come with the author. So it should be fun. And in March, Patrick Hunt, who is a professor at Stanford, is coming to talk about his book, Hannibal. And it's about the general, not the cannibal.
Yeah.
You know, he's gotten really good reviews on that book, and he's been on TV and National Geographic and places, so he should be a good one. In April, we're having an author panel, and it's all mystery writers, and it's murder, mystery, and mayhem. So that should be fun. And so I'm still in the works with some for the summer. We're also having an earthquake preparedness class, although I did hear some of the cities doing something in the fall, maybe. Yeah. So at the time I scheduled
it's usually,
this.
It's usually the earthquake
month.
Yeah.
It's month. Earthquake season. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm jumping the gun just in case something happens. And we have a meditation class coming up for people to calm down in the new year. For children's, Chevron had donated some money, and so we've expanded some of the programming with Tiny Text Club and a Tinker Thinkers. And that's those are both at Daugherty and at San Ramon. We're having a lion dance and kung fu demo for Chinese New Year. The Oakland Zoo is coming to both libraries. And we're having an adventure in jazz for children. So that's just some of the highlights that we have. For teens, this weekend we're having an ACT prep test for them. Most of the programs that are popular with our teens tend to be pretty serious college related. We're having a college planning one at the end of January, financial planning in February. And ongoing, we have every Monday at San Ramon and every Tuesday at Daugherty, we have like after school programs. Maybe it'll be a craft or something like that. And then we have movies at each campus once a week. And Saturdays at both libraries, we have chess. So that's about it for my. Do I have any time left?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know whether this is appropriate. So,
what
I was going to do, I've committed. So, one thing we want to discuss at some point is they want to get some more decals on the wall, like in children's. But I don't know whether that's.
We can talk that offline, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
So, Steve, I had a question for Dina. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Dina, you had mentioned that there were clerks moving to other branches. Did you mean here to DV or other branches within the county?
Within the county.
Is that pretty typical?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of movement.
They just get tired of one library and want to.
Well, our very fabulous senior clerk, who was instrumental in helping us reopen the library, has taken the senior clerk position in Concord, which is 5 minutes from where she lives.
Okay.
So good on her. And Nick Mueller, who lives in Pleasant Hill, was here in a 20-hour position, and he's moving to a 40-hour position at Pleasant Hill, so we're thrilled for him. And Sam, who had been here, had been working on getting into the Sheriff's Department since he started trying to get hired by the county. That was really his goal. And so he's gone to the Sheriff's Department. So we're happy for them. They've all done something that they wanted to do. And they were such a fabulous clerk staff. It's been kind of painful to wish them well and say goodbye. But we have a hiring process. Those positions will be filled. And we always hope that someone from San Ramon gets the senior clerk position, and then they're here forever.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions or discussion? Okay. All right, so we'll move to item 7.2. City of San Ramon, quarterly update. Steve.
Okay, so I just have some notes on both things that we're working on at the Daugherty Station Library and at the San Ramon Library. We're looking to resolve with Contra Costa County Information Technology Division problems regarding a 3M gate that's a counter to record participants entering the building for statistical purposes. I haven't heard back on that resolution, but we're still trying to get that fixed. That's at Doherty Station.
At Doherty.
Yeah. These are all at Doherty, right, these items. We installed an electronic sign, which completes the project of providing electronic signage at both libraries. It's similar to the one on the wall over there. So they have one at Doherty now. And then the city's working with the Library Foundation, hopefully to reupholster additional furniture and purchasing a charging station for phones and tablets for Doherty Station. And then also looking at maybe using the extra funds from the county to get a laptop checkout.
Okay.
So we'll be making that request to the county librarian. So,
oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Those are great.
And then we need to begin discussion with the Joint Use Library Advisory Committee for Doherty Station for the 2018-19 amendment to the Joint Use Agreement. And so we'd like to get the work that started so that we can get it signed before July 1st in this year. Here at this library, we're working with Ross McDonald for some repairs for some of the furniture here. Right outside our window is one of the tables that's missing its privacy screen. It sort of loosened up, and so we took it and holding it in the back. We have in-charge chairs there on the back wall. They're the ones that are connected with magnets, and they also have USB ports for people to plug in their devices. The charging, like, that goes through the magnets to each chair, somehow the alignment has been off, and so with that connectivity of electricity through those chairs has been broken several times, as is some of the ports have, you know, pushed back into the socket of where the control is. So we've asked him to come out, get some repairs. He's ordered some parts, so we're waiting on that. There's also chairs on the second floor that have handles, where they were easy to lift and pull around, but then when they were pushed against the wall, they were pushing into the drywall and causing more repairs. So we took the handles off, but we're looking for a resolution of that. We have a couple of chairs that have lost their gliders, so we're looking at getting those replaced. And but the main concern is the in-charge chairs, which are the electric ones where the USB ports are. We're trying to get that resolved with probably ganging them all with frames so that they aren't able to be moved apart. They'll just stay in their current configuration in those sections. And hopefully that'll resolve that slight movement that would just throw off that magnet electricity going through the units. We're also looking at the repair company who fixed the jukebox to assist in getting the jukebox to play the three consecutive songs for a quarter, which it hasn't been doing, but it's been playing. And it's playing wirelessly into the rooms, but the three songs, we really want that. So
can I say something here? So the last time I tried it, it may have been the combination of songs, but it worked.
Oh, good. Okay.
This was about a week ago.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's fixed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll check with one of our techs that's been helping out with that. He actually does come up and take a look at it too. He's an audio guy, but once he opened it up, one of our individuals has a background in stage lighting, sound, and so he's really knowledgeable. So we sort of have been designating him to all our projects where we're putting in sound systems or audio visual, and so he came up with the person they went that repaired it, took a look at it, kind of understood the mechanics of it. So he's trying to kind of troubleshoot anything that occurs with that. So, and then lastly, we have to do mid-year adjustments as part of our budget process. So this year, we're going to be going to City Council for a mid-year adjustment of $56,000 to the government services for our library budget to cover the additional hours for the Santa Monica Library. Unfortunately, we usually get a notice from the county of what to estimate was what we should be budgeting or estimate to budget for library services, and that didn't arrive until August of this year, and we didn't really we didn't see it. It was actually sent to the old City Hall's address, went back to the county and kind of sat there until I called and said, hey, where's this letter? So we're going to try to rectify that at mid-year. And then the fiscal impact of this whole total report would be $56,000 into the current budget. We feel there's enough money in our budget, which is Parks and Community Services, where the library services resides, so that we can cover with spending we wouldn't be doing in other areas. That's my report.
All right. And the last item is adjournment of our meeting, with the next meeting being April 19th, 2018, here at the San Ramon Library Meeting Room.
Before adjournment, can we have a quick conversation regarding this Diablo Valley College? Any update on it?
No. She just adjourned the meeting. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Sorry.
It's okay. But we can talk at the next meeting, so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to meet the Contra College Board of Kentucky Garden.
Okay.
What she advised is she is looking at shrinking the fountain space so that we can have a huge library.
Next Tuesday, we'll be giving our annual report to the City Council that we gave to you, the Parks Commission, in November. I think of December, that meeting. So we'll be doing that to the City Council. I'm sure you'll be presenting it. So I'm waiting to see what City Council's sort of direction is in that meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And then we'll kind of go from there.
You'll get some
Yeah.
And we have